if you would, to turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, the 13th chapter. St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Everybody that brought your word, open it up. We're going to read together. Those that didn't bring the word, there's some words scattered all around the building. So grab a book called the Book of Life. As God has blessed us throughout this season, we ought to glorify the Lord our God for just being God all by himself. And we've been blessed to have what I guess we would say a light winter. But we also blessed to see more fulfillment of the word of God. So be thankful, but be mindful. 13th chapter of St. Mark, beginning at verse 32. We're going to read 32 through 37. Let us read. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. The base of our thinking coming from the 34th verse. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Supporting scripture, Hebrews 13 and 8, that you've already heard in your hearing. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. We are to use the thought or subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, the porter is still watching. The porter is still watching. Anybody feel blessed this morning? Oh, don't fool me this morning. Anybody feel blessed this morning? Hallelujah. We ought to be glad this morning to open up our mouths and a sound come out. We ought to be glad this morning that the blood is yet running warm in our veins. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for the choir this morning for lifting up the name of Jesus. See, that there comes a time you got to just let go and let God. Anybody come for a blessing this morning? God has a blessing for all of us. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is blessing us right now. There's something very special about having a mindset to give God praise this morning. We are thankful to the Lord our God, for it is only He alone that has allowed us another opportunity and blessed us to come together this morning in worship and in praise on this another Lord's Day. A day of rejoicing, a day that we can rejoice in the fact that we are still here. We are yet counted amongst the living. We have so much this morning to be thankful for. Even though the world is in a turmoil, even though there's war on every hand, the Lord is still worthy to be praised. There's not one in here that cannot say that they had some ups and some downs throughout last week. Every day is not a sunny day. And throughout this past week, we've gone to 2 funerals, and we're just blessed by the best that we are yet still amongst the living. And We are thankful. We are praying yet for those families. And it was their family that week, but it could be our family next week. So then it could be all of us, even in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. We really just don't know, because we got to understand that the Bible declares this morning we ought to be watching, praying, and waiting on God. Today marks the last Sunday of Black History Month. And we look forward to our very own Black History program this afternoon, because we have such a talented, blessed people, and I'm so thankful to God for all of them. And we have to be able to just tell God thank you in all ways, all forms of fashion, because God has blessed us in so many ways. And I'm reminded when the old saints used to say, any way that you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. But it seems as though it's hard to satisfy the people of God on today. When you look at where we are and then you reflect back where we come from, the Lord has brought us a mighty long way. And we got a lot to be proud of as a people, regardless of how we've been treated, regardless of all the many obstacles that may have been in the way, all of the heartaches, all of the struggles, all of the times that we've been degraded and treated less than human. We still have a lot to be thankful for, because in the midst of all of that, we can still say we made it. What we have to understand is that you don't have to achieve great feats. You don't have to create inventions. You don't have to contribute millions of dollars to good causes or even die for justice to be a part to help make up history. You individually helps to form history within itself. Those of you that assembled yourselves in the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church this morning, this marks a day of history. It might be your first time. It might be a situation where there's a particular reason why you are here. But nonetheless, when the pages are rewritten on this particular date, it will be stated that you are at Fowles Chapel. And at Fowles Chapel, history is going to be made today, because somebody's going to feel a closer walk with God. Somebody's going to utilize the talents that God has given them and not only entertain folk, but make them feel good. It's Black History Month. We got to understand that God done brought us a mighty long way. We began to think about how good God is being. And when we look at all of the things that God is doing in our lives, no matter how insignificant the circumstances may be, God is always present. The Lord, if it's his will, he marks 80 years of spiritual service of this church in this community, Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, where we declare everybody to be somebody. And we are still posting and trying to take care of God's house. We got to be watching, we got to be praying, and God knows we need to be working under the divine authority of the ruler of the house. And no, I'm not the ruler of the house. I have a boss man. My boss man sits high and he looks down low. And the ruler of the house left us order that we need to take care of his house, to be watchful, waiting, and praying, for the Lord our God is soon to come. As a people here at Fowles Chapel, we ought to be extra thankful, because God has blessed us that in 80 years, we've only had four under shepherds: Reverend Fowles and Reverend White, Reverend Betts, and yours truly, Reverend Cade. And I count it an honor to have been blessed to have an opportunity to follow in the footsteps of such great men as these men of God that laid down the foundation of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. And as they laid the foundation down, we are still in the process of building on that foundation. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe that the foundation was founded on the rock of Jesus. And if you build a church upon the rock called Jesus, I don't care what comes up against it, it will not falter and it will not fall. Anybody believe that? If you are a member of Fowles Chapel, you ought to be excited. There are some churches that don't stay together 2 years, but we've been together for 80 years. Good days, bad days. But history has been made. A lot of the folk that said we wasn't going to make it dead and gone now. Not about our goodness. Not by any of our merits.
I'm not even in this position because of any of my merits. But the over shepherds looked down in the flock of Fowl's Chapel and decided I'm going to groom me another under shepherd so that when the shepherd that is in hand dies, somebody can step in and be Joshua. So I thank God this morning. I thank God for being a part of the great history of Lexington, North Carolina. Because Fowl's Chapel has always been a church to be reckoned with. We've been calling it Holy Ghost headquarters. We've been called a whole lot of things I can't say in here. But one thing about it, they cannot change what we are on the inside. Anybody glad that you are who you are? Anybody glad to know that it wasn't they who brought you out, but it was the Lord our God? They look beyond our faults and saw a need to bless our very soul. For that, somebody ought to tell God, thank you. We got to be about our Father's business. Every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. And we got to get it worked out. We got to understand that it takes some work. The Bible declares faith without works is dead. Whole lot of us say, I got faith in God. I believe God will do this. I believe God will do that. But when you ask him to do something, don't ever have time. Don't ever have the ability. I can't sing. I can't do this. I can't do that. The Bible that I read said I can do all things through Christ who gives us our strength. I thank God. I thank God because when we look here at the writings of Paul, Paul says to the Hebrew, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He serves as our example in life. He is unchanging. His purposes are always the same. His goals are always the same. His love is always intact. Jesus Christ will always be just what he said that he'd be. When he said that I'd never leave you, I'd be right there. How many of you believe that God has kept his word? When he said that I'll hold you when everybody else turned their back on you. How many of you know that God kept true to his word? When he said the doors will be closed in your face, but I'll open up another door. Anybody thank God for the open door? Every now and again, you ought to be able to thank God. I come to tell somebody this morning that it has been appointed a porter to be on the watch out. Who made the appointment? Jesus Christ himself. We got to understand that there's going to come a time that if you don't do any work down here, don't think that you're going to be able to sing the song. May the work I've done speak for me. You might have to fabricate some things. You might have to make up some things and say, I did this on such and such day. But I want to let you know that I don't care how many times you say you did this or that. It's already written down in the book. Anybody know that God got a secretary that don't never go to sleep? God got a secretary that's writing right now. He's looking down at the saints of God. He knows what's going on in your mind right now. Are you listening to what God has to say? Or are you still thinking about what you got to do later on? You better worry about right now. I'm thankful. Because I know God to be a God that never, ever makes a mistake. When we look at our text this morning, it is dealing with the importance of being alert, dealing with the importance of being ready for the coming of our Savior. We've all heard that Jesus is soon to come. We've all heard that we've seen the signs of the judgment. But how many of us paying any attention to the sign? See, it's one thing to see the sign. It's another thing to comprehend and follow through and do what you got to do. See, sometimes we see it and we act like we don't see it. Anybody feel like time is drawing close to an end? Anybody feel like God is just soon to come? I want to let you know this morning that God has a porter. Now, what is a porter? A porter was commanded to watch. A porter is a keeper of the door. This person guarded the entrance to a city, public building, to the temple, or even in this case, the rich man's house. It wasn't a prestigious job, but the Bible declared that it was a lowly job. For don't you remember that David said on one occasion that I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. So we got to understand that it's all right to take a low job. It doesn't matter what position you might hold, but you ought to hold a position this morning. You ought to be able to say that I am a child of God, and I'm going to do what the Lord God tells me to do. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that time is running out. Be ye also ready, for the day is going to come. Nobody knows the day or the hour. The Bible declared that not the Son of God, but the Father only knoweth of that day. So the Bible declared, take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Jesus is right by our side. And I somebody tell somebody, for the Son of Man is like a man that left his house, going away on a far journey. And he left authority with the service of the house. Tell every man to do your work. You see, God has left us the servants. Jesus went on to be up in Calvary, and as he went on to be away from us, he said, I'll leave my spirit to comfort you in the time of trouble. I'll hide you in my pavilion. But while I'm gone, I need you to watch over the camp. I need you to be on guard. I need you to be on the lookout. Because even in the midnight hour, somebody might sneak in the camp. But I thank God for the porter, for the Bible declares that every man got to do the work. Every man got to be commanded by the porter. The porter says, I got to watch. And when the porter begins to watch, therefore you know that the master is on the way. If the Lord would have known that somebody was going to break in the house, he'd have let the porter know. So I stopped by to tell Foul Shepherd that the porter is still on the lookout. Are you about your Father's business? Are you doing what the Lord told you to do? The Bible said do everything decent and in order. But a lot of us get down on the stool of do nothing. We don't want to do no work, but we want to go to heaven. We don't even want to die, but we want to go to heaven. But I stopped by to tell somebody that in order to get from here to there, you got to die. You got to meet the Maker. Stand before the judgment seat. The porter has been watching. The porter give a report. Say, I see everything that they do, morning, noon, and night. You see, the Bible declares, unless the porter come and find you sleeping, whole lot of folk in the house of God ought to be lifting up Jesus, but they fast asleep. Some of you have learned how to sleep with your eyes open. Know how to nod your head. Make somebody think you're tuned in. Fall off for a moment. Wake up and say, oh, Lord, and make somebody think that you're still in the service. But I stop by to tell you, it's time to wake up. The Lord God said, be on the lookout. Beware, for there's going to come a time that Jesus is going to come. I don't know what watch he's coming, whether it's in the midnight hour, whether it be in the evening, or the cock crowing, or early in the morning. But I do know one thing. He is going to come. What's he looking for? A church without a spot or a wrinkle. What is he looking for? Looking for the saints of God. What is he looking for? Are the servants on their posts? See, a whole lot of us done got off our posts, done went somewhere and said, ah, crossed our leg, crossed our arm. Said, they ain't talking about me. I'm talking about you. If you're a child of God, and God put something in your life, you better do what you can while you can. Because the porter is watching. The porter is still watching. Then the Bible said, Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. I don't care how many years pass by. Jesus would be a part of yesterday's history, today's history, and tomorrow's history. If you want to see him, you got to live right. You got to humble yourself. And you got to let go of the old mess. The Bible declares, when you put off the old man and put on the new man, you see, in the new man, it don't mean you're going to be perfect. It just means that you got a new mindset. You're trying things on a different manner. You're doing things on a different level now. See, I don't know about you, but I thank God. You see, sometimes we just read. But we need to read for understanding. Listen, for the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey. And when he left his house, this is what he did. He gave authority to his servants. We are his servants, okay? And to every man, his work. So my question is, are you working or are you just coming? My answer does not matter. You got to answer it for yourself. And then if you feel like God is not pleased with your answer, or if you think or use the term, or you know how we use that excuse, when I get myself together, then I'm going to come and work. Well, let me help you. You can get yourself together by yourself. If you all messed up, how is messed up going to help messed up? You got to go to a higher source. You got to humble yourself. You got to put blinders on. And you got to put something in your ear. So you can have a deaf ear to the naysayers. You can have a blind eye to the signifying folk. See, when we talk about watch and pray, we may not be doing a lot of praying, but God knows we're doing a lot of watching. Hello? But I wonder, what are you watching for? Because if you're not looking for the second coming of Jesus, your looking is in vain. Because let me tell you something that you already know. Your looking at them folk don't make them stop doing what they're doing. The porter is still watching. Now, who is the porter? I got the looking. Reverend Poole, I ain't found out the porter yet. Now, the Bible declares that Jesus, and these are the words of Jesus, Jesus says, and he commanded the porter to watch. But in the research book, I couldn't find where it designated any particular individual to be the porter. So who's watching you? One thing I do know is the everlasting eye of the Lord. Someone said his eyes on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. So if nothing else, do know, morning, noon, evening, and night, the porter is still watching.